coming up on Red and Gold.
She's probably felt a little bit lucky. I'm sure they had him graded a lot higher than this.
We'll take an in-depth look at the Chiefs' 2014 draft class.
They go out and they get Aaron Murray, and everybody immediately says this is a great pick.
Essentially, he's got speed and quickness, but that quickness is something that only Jamaal Charles has on this football team right now. And guess what? Now DeAnthony Thomas does as well.
Then,
Justin Houston gets his third sack of the game.
Our experts join us to break down Justin Houston's monster 2013 season.
That's a play that not every pass rusher in the NFL can make.
He has become a force against the run and, of course, an outstanding pass rusher.
And it may be called the offseason, but that doesn't mean the Chiefs aren't working hard. We'll see how the players are getting bigger, stronger, and faster in preparation for a successful 2014 season. It's all next on this edition of Chiefs Red and Gold.
Across the 40, Charles is going to go. See you later.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Red and Gold. As always, I'm your host, Rachel Sanchi. There's been plenty of talk about the Chiefs' 23rd overall pick, Dee Ford, in the past few weeks, and rightfully so. But let's not forget about the five other players who were chosen to begin their NFL careers in Kansas City.
You let that board, it falls in unique ways if you have a degree of patience. I thought today we're very lucky because each one of these guys fell in their respective rounds, and each time they fell, and each time we select them, the more we got excited.
The Chiefs added a few playmakers and some quality depth in the draft earlier this month, and they went all over the continent to find them, selecting players from the South, Pacific Northwest, and even Canada. In this week's Player Spotlight, we spoke with some local media members to get their thoughts on the Chiefs' 2014 draft class.
Philip Gaines was a surprise pick. Not a lot of people were familiar with the name, but when you start to think about it and do some digging, it really makes a lot of sense. He has lightning quick speed, and he has the ability to track down footballs that a lot of guys can't get to. And if you can add the fastest player to your secondary by making one draft pick, then you do it.
A big guy, long arms, has some speed, has a knack for, you know, knocking some passes down, can play that press man coverage.
He has good ball tracking skills. So Philip Gaines is going to be able to give you a guy that knows where the football's at and knows how to get to the football.
Chiefs probably felt a little bit lucky. I'm sure they had him graded a lot higher than this. You get a corner that's over 6 feet tall, just over 200 pounds, long arms to go up against today's, you know, power forward style wide receivers.
The receivers are getting bigger, so the cornerbacks better get bigger. Offenses are all based on timing, right? And that's the way that you can disrupt timing, making sure that he's not where the quarterback thinks he's going to be at the right time.
DeAnthony Thomas is a player who we saw at Oregon make plays on a national scale, but I don't think people realize just how good he was in college.
Little guy at Oregon that was always scoring 85-yard touchdowns and stuff. An explosive, not just fast, but quick guy that can run away from people in the open field and also make a miss.
Essentially, he's got speed and quickness, but that quickness is something that only Jamaal Charles has on this football team right now. And guess what? Now DeAnthony Thomas does as well.
I think if we look back a year from now on this draft class, the name that we'll probably say the most as having the most immediate impact will likely be DeAnthony Thomas because of how many different places that he can fit into the offense, which we know Coach Reed loves.
When you have a guy that has that kind of versatility and that kind of speed on your roster, he could technically help you out at running back, wide receiver, returner. And I remember the Chiefs area scout basically called him the Swiss Army knife. And that is a perfect definition for what DeAnthony Thomas can do.
They go out and they get Aaron Murray, and everybody immediately says this is a great pick.
Aaron fit Andy Reid's system to a T.
He's a mobile quarterback, he has a strong arm, and he comes up in big moments in big games.
4 years at that program in the SEC, he's won a lot of games. That's some good leadership, that's smarts, that's a lot of things that NFL teams look for. So
you're getting a kid that's battle-tested. He's played against the Auburns, the Alabamas, played in the SEC championship game. Aaron has been there, done that, and that's a very important trait to have.
I think they got a second-round talent in the fifth round because there were other guys they liked, other talented players that they were able to get before him and still get a high value in Aaron Murray. So Murray probably couldn't have asked for a better spot to go to than Kansas City because there isn't pressure to get on the field right away. He comes to a guy who's considered somewhat of a quarterback guru. There's no doubt that Andy Reid has the ability to get him ready to play at the highest level.
Addressing the offensive line was and always is a good idea. They did that in acquiring in the sixth round Zach Fulton out of Tennessee and Laurent Duvernay-Tardif out of McGill in Canada. Both of these players are very big. They can play guard. They can play tackle.
With Fulton, you have another guy that's played in the SEC. So he's been a part of those big lights. But above everything else, he's comfortable in zone blocking. He can get to the second level. He has that aggression that you need in a player. Now with LDT, you're getting a raw piece of clay, but a very athletic raw piece of clay.
Aggressive, physical, tough.
You're taking a flyer on a guy that has high upside athletic ability and a guy that you can mold.
There are tools there, and you shape him into an NFL player. And when you've got those physical tools and you've got the physicality that he showed on tape, you've got a pretty good place to start.
The Chiefs Kingdom is definitely excited about this new draft class. And one reason is the addition of one of the most electrifying players in college football. DeAnthony Thomas burst onto the scene as a true freshman at Oregon, both on offense and special teams. One of the quickest players in the country, he left opposing teams in the dust, on the field and on the track, as he was an All-American sprinter for the Ducks. In his three-year career at Oregon, Thomas scored 46 touchdowns in 37 games, by way of running, receiving, kick, and punt returning. Now that's what you call production. In this week's one-on-one, I sat down with the Chiefs' fourth-round draft pick, DeAnthony Thomas.
At the six-yard line, DeAnthony Thomas. Thomas already got a crease. There he goes, and there he goes. He's gone.
Exploding into the middle is DeAnthony Thomas. Can't catch him.
Thomas, what a move! The Black Mamba striking again! Touchdown, Oregon!
So, DeAnthony, take us through the moment when you found out that you were selected by the Chiefs.
I was sitting in a chair, and my phone rang, and, you know, I got the call, and it was just, it was very exciting for me just to, you know, be a Kansas City Chief now, and I'm excited to, you know, contribute to this team and, you know, just help this team out.
How long have you dreamed of playing in the NFL?
I never really, you know, dreamed about it. I never had a favorite team, but now, you know, my favorite team is the Chiefs, and like I said, I'm ready to contribute.
And Charles gets wide one defender, now two! Gets free and around the rail for 47 yards! Jamal Charles has gone to another level!
How excited are you about working with Jamal Charles?
Very excited, you know, he's a great player, and like I said, I just want to help him out with, you know, making plays and just motivate him if I can, and, you know, he can also motivate me.
Watching the season that he had last year in this offense, how pumped are you to now work with Coach Reid and be a part of this offense?
I'm very excited, you know, like I said, I'm ready to contribute, make plays, and just help this team get to the promised land.
So last year, the Chiefs set a league record for return yard average under special teams coordinator Dave Tobe. And obviously, you had a lot of that in college. How do you plan on bringing that success now into the NFL?
I'm excited. You know, special teams is one of my biggest, you know, threats of just being out there and, you know, just changing the game. And, you know, I feel like special teams wins a lot of games. And, you know, I feel like I'm not a game changer on special teams.
How excited are you to put on that Chiefs uniform and get to work with your new teammates?
Very excited. I'm kind of upset because, you know, I left as a junior, so I can't come, you know, as early. But I'm just going to wait patiently. And, you know, when it's my time to come up in here and work, I'm going to be ready for it.
Stay tuned. When Red and Gold returns,
is engulfed and eaten alive by Justin Houston.
We head to the film room with voice of the Chiefs Mitch Holthus and former Chiefs long snapper Kendall Gammon as they show you how Justin Houston was so disruptive to opposing offenses in 2013. And later, we'll check in on the Chiefs' offseason workouts with strength and conditioning coach Barry Rubin. Welcome back to Chiefs Red and Gold. In 2013, the Chiefs defense wreaked havoc on opposing offenses all season long. And outside linebacker Justin Houston was a big reason why. Despite seeing action in only 11 games, Houston still managed to set a career high in sacks, finishing fifth in the AFC with 11. On this week's Chiefs Live Overdrive, voice of the Chiefs Mitch Holthus and former Chiefs long snapper Kendall Gammon join us to discuss the dynamic skill set of Justin Houston.
And on Charles, run to the near side. He's got the open field. He's going to be hit and obliterated. Sack by Tom Mahali.
Wants to throw for
ball. He had the 30 and the 20. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Justin Houston is one of the most dominating players in the entire National Football League. In just over a half year, Kendall, he had 11 sacks. He led the team for the entire year with 14 quarterback pressures. But we also saw what he meant when he wasn't on the field. Because when he and Tom Bahali went down in Week 12 against the San Diego Chargers, the Chiefs gave up their biggest total of the year. So I have to ask you, what does number 50, Justin Houston, mean to the future of this team?
Well, Mitch, certainly as a pass rusher, you measure in sacks. But what Justin Houston is doing is so much more. He's becoming a complete outside linebacker.
This is from the Chiefs' Week 9 game in Buffalo, midway through the second quarter. The Chiefs align in their traditional 3-4 base defense with four linebackers and three defensive linemen. Tom Bahali and Justin Houston are both showing rush, but have responsibilities in the run game as well. In the event of a run play, both outside linebackers are responsible for setting the edge. This tactic forces outside running plays in to the heart of the defense. It's a strategy that defensive coaches facing the Chiefs often teach their defensive players as well, as it's their best chance at keeping Jamaal Charles under wraps. The Chiefs' offense saw it in Week 5 against the Titans. The play call is to run to the weak side off tackle. The Titans' outside linebacker, Akeem Ayers, is responsible for setting the edge and keeping any Charles run inside. But Brandon Albert is too quick, sealing off Ayers from the play at the start. Jamaal is able to capitalize off that mistake and run for a 20-yard gain. Now, fast forward to Week 9. With elite speed back C.J. Spiller in the backfield, Houston's responsibility is the same. Keep the running back from getting to the sideline. As the play develops, Spiller tries to escape to the outside, but Houston holds the edge. All of a sudden, the Bills' counterplay is in shambles, and Spiller goes down for a one-yard loss.
Jeff Toole on first and 10 hands it off to C.J. Spiller, trying to go to the right side. And Spiller is hit for a loss.
Mitch, that's a play that not every pass rusher in the NFL can make and really shows what Justin Houston brings to the table.
Ken, that's a great point. He has become a force against the run and, of course, an outstanding pass rusher. Last year, in just over a half year, he had more sacks than he had in the entire 2012 season. So I have to ask you, what steps has he taken to become a premier pass rusher?
One word, maturity. He continues to add to his game.
Here in Week 1, he is matched up against the Jaguars' top draft pick, Luke Jokel. He easily beats the rookie with a speed rush, running right around him to the quarterback, recording one of his three sacks of that day.
Gabbert has no chance. Justin Houston gets his third sack of the game.
We'll pick it up again in Week 3, matched up against another first-round draft pick, rookie Lane Johnson. Here, Houston is going to set up a speed rush, but then counter with an inside move to the quarterback. The rookie is not ready, and Michael Vick has nowhere to go. Another sack for Houston. Two plays later, he shows one final move. Here, he's going to come off the ball low and get leverage on the tackle, putting him on his heels and pushing him into the backfield before bringing Vick down for a sack with his own man.
Vick in the two-minute drill is engulfed and eaten alive by Justin Houston. He had nowhere to go.
That's about as impressive a set of pass rushes as you'll see. And what it shows is how he's working on his technique and how he's getting better. The future is very, very bright for number 50, Justin Houston.
Stay tuned. When Red and Gold returns,
come on in.
We step behind the scenes with Chiefs strength and conditioning coach Barry Rubin and see how the team is preparing for another successful season.
And it's one big puzzle.
You know, it's just not weight training. We do flexibility, speed, conditioning, agility. So there's a lot of things that curtail being a strength coach.
Welcome back to Chiefs Red and Gold. The Chiefs strength and conditioning program pushes the players to gain power, speed, stamina, and agility. We caught up with Coach Barry Rubin to make sure the players are staying in excellent condition and are primed for the upcoming season.
Come on in.
I'm Barry Rubin, the head strength and conditioning coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. My responsibility is for the players' off-season, in-season training, and it's one big puzzle. You know, it's just not weight training. We do flexibility, speed, conditioning, agility. So there's a lot of things that curtail being a strength coach. I got wonderful guys that help me. Brent Salazar, who's one of the assistants, and Travis Greenington is the other. And they're just wonderful guys. They work hard. They're full of knowledge. Our guys come in 4 days a week, and we go Monday through Thursday. We'll lift and run every day. Monday and Wednesday, we'll work our lower body, and we'll do some speed and agility work along with that. Then Tuesday and Thursday is more upper body oriented, and we'll do conditioning. And we also do a dynamic flexibility. We do some prehab each day. Right now, the strength and condition program is foremost. That is kind of the season. You know, all this, the weight training and all that would be like practicing. Once the training camp and the season gets here, it kind of takes a back seat. That's what's foremost, is the practicing. We'll continue weight training, we'll continue conditioning, we'll do that a couple times a week during the season to maintain our strength. It means a lot that they do it and then continue doing it when the off season's over, going into the season. It's something that you have to stay on all the time. And what's so great about being here with all the guys here, it builds that team camaraderie, then opposed to being out by yourself. And as us, as the strength coaches, you know, we gotta take it upon ourselves is to try to have the latest and greatest and the best training program for these guys. But it's something that we have to stay on every day, each day, throughout the off season. And then once the season gets here, we continue staying on it then also. Coach Reed is the best. You know, he's a guy that will back our program here in the weight room to the top. And he understands it. So that's great for me. It seems like it's the players have good camaraderie together, and we got the right leader at top leading us. Number one thing is winning. I mean, I want the Kansas City Chiefs to win every single game and win a Super Bowl every single year. You know, that's the most fun. And the most fun, you know, also is helping these players reach their full potential. And through a sound strength and condition program, I believe they can do that. I believe that a sound strength and condition program has to be the cornerstone of your football program because it helps you allow you to be your best, brings all your athletic ability out in you. And it's fun to see a guy reach his potential through the strength and condition program. And then hopefully that in turn wins on the football field.
Thanks for joining us this week on Chiefs Red and Gold. With players in the building and OTAs underway, be sure to check out kcchiefs.com as we'll keep you up to date with everything happening at 1 Arrowhead Drive. And don't forget that 2014 single game tickets are on sale now. You won't want to miss a game at Arrowhead this season. Visit kcchiefs.com/tickets to get yours today. Until next time, go Chiefs!
65 toss power trap.